This year, though, the big thing for you coming in this season was coming off the injury. It seemed like with pretty close to a career year for you. Just talk about the way your season went, how you feel like that you got better, and then what else this team really needs to do to be able to take the next step.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was good. I think for me personally, obviously coming into the season, I didn't really have any expectations after missing a year. Usually I try and set broad goals of points and all that stuff, but this year I was pretty much an empty page. I really didn't know what to expect, and I think from the start of the season to finish, I'm really happy with how it went. I felt like towards the end I was back to myself again. Like you said, a career in points and assists, and I didn't score for a while and still finished with a decent amount of goals. So I think that in that area, I'm happy with it. Definitely think there's work to to improve on and areas to improve on, but I think for me personally, it was a good year to be back and just play that full season again. And second part of your question in terms of our team, I think it kind of falls on us, the players, right? It's all we can control is our offseason and what we're going to do and how we're going to prepare for next year. And that starts now. I think guys are going to take some time off. Some guys are going to go to world championships and whatnot. But I think for us, the only thing we can control is what we do this summer and how we prepare for next season. And if we're going to take the next step, we all have to be on the same page this summer, and that's putting our work in and being ready for next year.
Are you going to the Worlds?
I am. Yeah, I'll be at Worlds.
So the 300 goals, it's two consecutive years. I'm looking back at the beginning of the season. You had a couple new defensemen come in, Severson, Provorov. You're coming in off of an injury. How much of an adjustment was that at the beginning, and then how much improvement did you see once everybody started to get settled in a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think whenever you have new guys, new coaches, new systems, it's definitely there's definitely a period of adjustment. It takes some time to get used to it. By no means do I think that is acceptable still, though, with how we played defensively this season. I think it was, like you said, two consecutive years of over 300 goals against, which is unacceptable, and a big reason why where we were at in the standings the last two seasons. So I think in terms of that, it's just on us as players, groups of five all over the ice. Defenseman probably starts with us, but playing in the D zone as a five-man unit, and I think it's just taking more responsibility and accountability and being better in that area. It really takes no skill to put your nose down and be hard in the D zone, and it's just wanting to do it. So I think for us, it's just having that mindset and going into next season that we're going to be better in the D zone.
You guys deal with, as we found out the last 2-3 years, adversity all the time. You're always just kind of juggling things here and there. But I mean, like, if the decision comes down, there's a new GM, if they get a new coach, I'm just hypothesizing here, that'd be like the fourth new coach you guys have in like a year's time. How tough is that to go from coach to coach to coach, system to system to system, and adjust and make it work in a winning fashion?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think change is always tough at first, right? There's it takes time to adjust to certain systems like we just talked about, but I don't know what they're going to do in terms of a new coach. I'm not going to worry about new systems or anything like that. That's on them, and they'll figure that out with the GM and whatever the GM decides. But like I said, the only thing we can control as players is putting our work in the summer, and next season, no matter who the coach is, what the system is, it's doing our job in the D zone and making sure we don't give up 300 goals against again.
Do you feel like, if we take the coaching and GM stuff and set it aside, the work that you guys put in this year, do you feel like you guys laid groundwork for, like, if Pazzi does come back next year, if he's the guy, this coaching staff is the coaching staff, do you feel like you guys hit the ground running, starting next year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we're all familiar with the systems now. I will say, it wasn't a great year, but the one thing we did do is compete this year. I think everyone worked hard. Wasn't perfect by any means. Obviously, our record shows that, but I think guys wanted to get better. Our team wanted to get better. Guys worked in the games. We really didn't ever have games where we didn't work, and I think that's a step in the right direction, even to the last buzzer last night. Guys were working hard, so if we can do that and we can work a little bit smarter, you know, whether it's Pazzi or a different coach, I'm not sure. But if we can just do that collectively as a group and have that foundation, I think we're going to hit the ground running next season.
Zach, do you like the systems?
Yeah, I mean, like any system, it's not perfect, right? There's going to be flaws in it. I think it's whether your system is the one we have now or a different one, it's honestly on the players to buy into it. It's on us as groups of five, like I've talked about, to buy into the system. You might not agree with it. I don't agree with everything, but it's our system, and it's on us to buy into it, and as leaders to show the young guys that this is how we do things here and how we're going to do it. And shouldn't matter what your system is. You know, I think at the end of the day, if you buy into it collectively as a group, you're going to have success.
Do you think consistency and continuity will lead to better execution?
In terms of like consistency, in terms of like,
well, there's been 7,000 injuries the last 2 years. Yeah. There's been four coaches in a single year, so forth, and we can go on and on with that. But is this stuff here to the point where if there is some measure of consistency and continuity, that this team can succeed?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand your question now. Sorry about that. Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think, like we said already, like if you're changing things all the time, it's tough, right? You have to adjust, and it takes time. But I think if you have some level of consistency, players, coaches, whatever it is, I definitely think it makes things easier because you're already familiar with each other. You're familiar with how each other plays. You're familiar with the systems, the schedule, all that stuff, right? If you can eliminate the thought of, what time do we come to the rink and where's breakfast, like stuff like that, right? If you can just think about playing hockey and focusing on what we have to do as players, it definitely makes things easier for success, right? You're not thinking of anything else except coming here and putting your skates on. So I definitely think that's a big part of it, but like I said, I'm not sure what they're going to do.
Time for a few more.
Zach, you signed your contract back in July of 2021. One of the things you said at the time was, the team was in a rebuild or a retool. You saw a bright future. Almost 3 years later, where do you see the franchise now, and where do you see it going 3 years from now?
Yeah, not really too sure about 3 years from now. Obviously, a lot changes in this league, contracts, players moving on, trades, whatever. But in terms of where we're at right now, I said this last night to a few guys, like I really don't think we're far off. I don't think we're as bad as our record showed this year or where we're at in the standings, but obviously in saying that, the standings are the standings and wins are wins and losses are losses, and we have a lot of work to do, but I think we have a lot of good pieces in here. We have a lot of talent. I don't think talent's our issue by any means. It's just that collective buy-in as a team, and it starts with the older guys, making sure the young guys, buy in and playing for each other. I think that's something that if we do that, we're going to have some success next season.
You look around the room, and each year there's fewer and fewer guys that have played in the Stanley Cup playoffs in your room. How do you develop a winning culture when you're not winning, and how difficult is that?
Yeah, it's tough for sure. I think I'm looking at the mic getting passed around here. I think it's hard, right? Like, I think it starts with the older guys and the guys that have been through it and been there, and it's on us to show guys that come in here, whether it's free agents, young guys, trades, whatever it is, to show them how we do things here in Columbus. And I think we can do a better job of that, of holding each other accountable, coming into work every day and putting the work in, and just having that winning culture here, whether we've had success the last couple of years or not. You can still build that winning culture based on how we do things in practice, how we how we work out in the weight room, how we dress for games, stuff like that. I think all those little things go into a winning culture, and we can definitely do a better job of that. So even if we're not winning, I think you can still build winning habits.